Hi, this is Rory Hoffman coming to you from South Dakota. My email address is rory@roryhoffman.com. And today I thought I would introduce you to SoundFont. This is for the musicians who are on list, and some of you doubtless know already what SoundFont is because you are on the MIDI Mag list or something like that, where we talk about things like this a lot. But some of you who are more hobbyist musicians or who are just not familiar with SoundFont technology, this is a little demonstration of what that is and how it works. SoundFont technology is basically a form of sample playback that is available on your computer, or it could be made available on your computer. And what you do is if you have a keyboard, you can, like a musical piano type keyboard, you can MIDI that to your computer if your sound card has some kind of MIDI capability, and load these sound fonts, and it basically gives you a lot more sounds for very, very low cost and oftentimes even free. And free is always good, is it not? The reason for that is because SoundFont technology is a little bit older. There are lots of newer, such as GigaSampler or Native Instruments Contact, Halion, or however it's pronounced, and all these different sample playback engines, which are more advanced than SoundFont technology is. So the SoundFont is really coming down in price, and as I mentioned, in a lot of cases is totally free. But don't let that fool you into thinking that there is not quality available. There definitely is very good quality of sounds available in SoundFonts. Some sound cards, like some of the Creative cards, Creative Labs, Sound Blaster Live cards, are SoundFont accessible. So the sound font is actually being run off the hardware of the sound card. For the sound cards that are not sound font compatible, or for very large sound fonts, which are too large to be run directly from the sound card, there are a few different applications that you can use to run sound fonts through a software means, and these are free. One of which is called SynthFont, another which is called SFZ, and another which is called Live Synth Pro. Now, some of these applications can be used standalone, and some of them can be used as a VST. If you have a sequencer in your computer that uses VST, then you can use some of these programs that way too. I think Live Synth Pro can only be used as like a DirectXer wrapped instrument or something like that. I'm not extremely familiar with that because I just use SFZ in its standalone configuration. It just seems like a little bit less work to do it that way. There's a little bit more functionality you can probably get, like running multiple instances if you use these VST versions, but I just like to run one at a time just for the way I personally use these programs. So I just use the standalone version of SFZ. Now, SFZ, I should note, plays its own format of files, its own proprietary format called SFZ. And the SFZ engine is actually very nice because if you learn how, you can totally create your own sampled instruments. And it is completely accessible because the coding language to make an SFZ instrument is 100% entirely text-based. So you can create these instruments, you know, using Notepad. You know, if you create a bunch of samples, you put them in a folder, and then you create this SFZ file in a text editor. And if you learn exactly how to do it, you can make very complex instruments totally yourself. Making sound fonts or Giga Studio files or Halion files or Contact files or whatever is pretty much impossible. I mean, a lot of these sample players aren't even accessible to play the sounds, much less create them. And so in SFZ, you can totally create the sounds. And so that is really cool. Now, to introduce you to some sound font technology, I will load up the SFZ program. And I must say, the program itself is not that accessible. But there are ways to manipulate that and to get around that. So I'm going to load the SFZ program.
SFZ X412. Enter. Leave menus. Microhost.
Okay. Now, I'm going to load a sound font. So to do that, I have to use the JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS to PC. JAWS cursor. RTRTC audio SFZ min my symbol. File menu graphic 431. File menu bar ratio, menu bar outputs, menu bar ready, menu bar record, file menu bar.
Okay, now there's all the things that you can do in the menu bar, but I'm not going to go through all those with you because I want to basically just show you what sound fonts are capable of in this recording rather than, you know, do a big technical description on exactly how the program works and all that, because I don't even know my way around the program all that well myself. I mostly use it as a sound font player. So I down arrow again.
Graphic 431.
Now here is kind of an interesting situation. If I root JAWS to PC right now,
root PC to JAWS,
or PC to JAWS, it didn't do anything. So
JAWS cursor.
What I do is I go back to the JAWS cursor.
File menu bar, ratio, menu bar outputs, menu bar, graphic 431.
Now I'm at the 431. I'm going to push left arrow, and it's going to start going back and start spelling one character at a time. And there it quit talking. And when it quits talking, I can push down arrow. Push down arrow again. I'm back on graphic 431. Now it's going to let me load a sample file. I have absolutely no idea why that is. I don't understand pixels and moving around on the screen that much. I just happened to discover that that works. So once I get to that graphic, I actually have to push left arrow and let it go back through the record menu bar, file menu bar, edit menu bar, whatever, ACO menu bar. Let it spell all that out one character at a time. Just kind of go back until it quits talking. Then I can push down arrow until I get to the graphic 431 again, and all of a sudden I can load up one of these sound fonts. Okay, go figure. So,
Shift tab, folder view list new, not selected, DC 1.0, 1 of 236.
There are a lot of specialty sound fonts that I have downloaded over the years, and there are some general MIDI sound fonts too, which general MIDI basically is, it's got a variety of sounds all in one, kind of like your keyboard would have, you know, first pianos, then electric pianos, then you know, like your harpsichords and celeste, then your bells, then your organs, then your guitars, and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm going to load up one of these.
Older, my piano, SF2, Omnisynth, Pro GM, SF2.
Omnisynth is what I'm going to load up here.
Enter. RTC audio SFZ.
It's loading. It's already loaded, as a matter of fact. And so let me just show you some of the sounds that are available on this General MIDI bank. And there are all kinds of different General MIDI banks that you can have. There's another very good one called SGM-180. There's a absolutely mammothly gargantuan one called Crisis. And but anyway, here's the Omni one, which I have loaded up. As a controller, I'm using my Roland XP80 keyboard. And here are just some of the sounds on this General MIDI set. Here's the piano. It's a little bit brighter piano, you know, so you probably aren't going to use this particular piano for a lot of classical music. You'll probably use it for more. You know, some more. Stuff like that. There's a brighter piano, even. Here's sort of an electric grand. Tonk. Like that. Rhodes piano. Yo, Eric?
Yeah.
Excuse the interruption, people. I had to go get fitted for my tux try on my tux to make sure it was going to fit me properly for a wedding I'm going to be in this weekend. So, that's the story on that. And supposed to be a celeste played up here. Something else that's not very good. Music box. Vibraphone. Only it's not vibing. So some of the sounds are better than others, you know, and it just, like I said, that's why there's many, many GM banks available, so you can pick. Xylophone. Chimes. Dulcimer. Of course, that would sound really nice with a big, rich reverb on it. And, you know, on my board, on my mixing board that I'm using, I do have a nice big reverb that I could put on there. Some kind of a reed instrument, accordion. something else. I don't know what that is. Another accordion. Guitar. Nylon guitar. Acoustic steel strung guitar. Jazz guitar, which isn't all that good. Some kind of electric guitar thingy. Muted guitar. And that kind of distorted guitar stuff. Upright bass. Fingered bass. Slap bass. Synth basses and all that kind of good stuff. Violin. Viola. Kind of a bad cello. Double bass. Tremolo strings. Pizzicato? Not very great in my estimation. Harp? Timpani? Rich strings? Slow strings. Synth strings and saxophones, oboes, whistles and synth sounds. Choirs. Whoops. You get the picture, just all kinds of. Applause, I guess. Well, what is that? Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be applause. It's kind of bad, but... And such as that. So that's kind of, you know, what a general MIDI bank is all about. And so then there's all kinds of specialty banks too, which is when you get into the a little bit higher quality sounds, I think, because all the memory is taken up, you know, just doing one specific or maybe two specific different sounds. Let me see what would be kind of good. Oh, here's a 12-string guitar sound font, which is kind of cool. And then on the over here, it's actually got chords, so you can kind of do. So you've actually got actual chord strums in major and minor inversions. Minor. So that's kind of cool for that. And that's totally free, again, that sound font. And there's just so many different things. I've got saxophones, bagpipes, you know, basement noise. Now, each key is assigned a different sound of them just banging on things in the basement. And so it's kind of cool. You can do some pretty crazy stuff. A drill. So for some like ambient textures and stuff, if you're just looking for, you can do dumb stuff like that for kind of ambient loops in the background if you put some crazy effects on there. You know, so you can just really increase your sound palette with a lot of different sounds. And, you know, as I go through these, you can drums. Here's a big harpsichord, a sound font that's just devoted to harpsichord. Tremolo vibes. Kind of like the old Lionel Hampton style. I'm just kind of going to go through a few of these and let you hear some of the variety that is available. And everything I've played for you so far is free. It absolutely costs you nothing at all. And other than, you know, just the MIDI interface, so you have a way to get from your keyboard to your computer and all this kind of stuff. But the engine, the sample SFZ player is free on all these sound fonts are free. This is a really slow cello. Of course, that's the open string of the cello, so there's no vibrato on it, you know, so it's really authentic. And here's one with, you know, vibrato because it's a fretted note. So that's a really slow moving cello, you know, for kind of slow intimate parts in the midst of a mix that you might be putting together. Here's like some staccato cello. a violin. Here's a cool violin. Put the reverb back on the violin. And you've noticed that some of those notes sounded just a little bit out of tune, but in this particular instance, it actually works because a violin does not have frets on it, so he is going to move around a little bit as he plays, and when it's in the context of a mix, like where there's more instruments playing, it actually makes it sound a little bit more authentic when everything is not completely 100% right on, because if every note was 100% on at all times, it would make it immediately apparent as a keyboard, because nobody plays anything like that in that way. Celtic harp. Let's take a look at the Celtic harp, shall we? Loading. Keep that harp a-loading. Loading into my sound font. There we are. Okay, so it needs a little more sustain, so I'm just going to move a slider on my keyboard here, and it's going to send messages to the computer to give the harp more sustain. And see, it's velocity sensitive, too, so it's not just the same note playing at a louder or quieter volume. It's actually triggering different samples. So you can tell that those are actual different recordings as you strike the note. Harder and softer. So there's a little bit of the Celtic harp. I don't know if that's exactly how a Celtic harp is played, but it's got to be close. Here's another sound font with some Celtic sounds on it. That's really bad. Let me fix that. Oh, I can't fix it. Oh, dear. Oh, maybe I can. Now, see, the problem, see how I'm scrolling through the different patches in the sound fonts is just with the value dial on my keyboard. And so some of these sound fonts are laid out kind of badly in that you don't necessarily know always where everything is. And there's a lot of blank patches here, as you can tell. There is like some... some of them bagpipe drums. Drum rolls and... so you've got that kind of stuff too, which you can make cool rhythms with if... you know, if I was going to do a bagpipe type song with a drum thing behind it, there's all the sounds I would need to get a pretty decent rhythm going. I just don't have all the keys memorized as to what, you know, what sounds are on what keys and that kind of stuff. But there is a very cool bagpipe sound font on here that patch on this Celtic sound font, I should say, that I really should show you just because it does a pretty authentically good job of being a bagpipe, especially for a keyboard bagpipe. So let me see if I can find that here anywhere. This is one of those really poorly laid out sound fonts, and so there's like a large gap between where all the different sounds are. And if this was a sound font I used every day, then what I would do is I would just number everything so I would know exactly, you know, where everything is, what number everything is on. Then I could just push in the number directly from number pad on my keyboard here, and I wouldn't have to go through this trying to guess and check where the numbers are for some of these instruments. And stuff like that. Not bad for a keyboard set of bagpipes, I must say. Let me see what else I can find that might be of interest to you. Here's some church sounds, like organ. Again, would sound nice with a really big reverb on it. And I just got stuck on that note. Here's another smaller organ. Handbells, of course, they need a little more sustain, but not quite that much. Oh, that one's going to ring out forever now because I hit my sustain and it went a little bit too far, so listen to it hum for a while until it quits. That's a little more like handbells. Cool. That might still be a little bit too much sustain for handbells, but of course that is fully customizable. I can cut it back to where there's virtually none. So if you are kind of a hobbyist musician, or even a pro musician, you know, you might be able to make use of some of these sounds. I do make use of some of these sounds, and I make my living doing music all the time, and there are some things that are a little bit unusual in the ethnic fields. Now this one would sound really cool with an altered tuning if I went through and bothered to, you know, you could do all them kind of Arabic type scales with an instrument like that and make it sound pretty cool, but I would have to do some customizing in my keyboard to set it up for an Arabic scale, but here's kind of a cool little Turkish type instrument. kind of a wretched sounding instrument if you want to make some kind of... I don't even know what you would quite want to use that for, but I'm sure it has its place somewhere. I just download this stuff and in case I might ever want to make use of it at some point or other. Here's a cool set of Indian instruments. Just tons of tabla sounds while that thing drones in the background, you know. Something cool for some little phrases here and there. Oh, that's what this is supposed to be. This is supposed to be that low drone thing that they use. I forget what all these different things are called. And there's other people who would know how to play that a little bit more authentically than I do, I'm sure. But there it is nonetheless. Ethnic percussion type. Something like that. Some drum kits that are specifically designed to be drums. That's the cool thing about it is because if your keyboard has like a few drum sounds on it, it still is missing a lot of different, you know, like here's a something that's kind of really specifically jazz sound. And then you got some stuff that doesn't necessarily work so good for jazz if you want a little bit more of a pop-oriented sound, for instance. You might go to a drum kit like this. All kinds of articulations on the snare. There's a bunch of cool groove oriented ones too that these were actually demos. They're demos of commercial libraries, but whenever you buy something from these people, they always give away a bunch of, you know, other short demos of other things they offer. And I've kind of got a collection of these. Let me find something here. Okay, here's a bunch of different drum grooves that... And I'm assuming these are free to use in your compositions if they're giving them away as demos. As you can tell, they're all built around the same time signature, so you can kind of mix and match them together. They're all the same beats per minute here. So, and that's, I've got many banks of these. I'll show you just one more bank of these. I wouldn't say I've got many banks, but I've probably got probably four or five of these different banks of... I should show you some of the different pianos that are available, because if you're a keyboard player, you're probably interested in good piano sounds. And so some of the different pianos that are available include, an old upright piano, and there's two really cool patches on this one. There's kind of the brighter piano. Just adjusting the sustain a little bit. And then there's a darker piano that is really, really nice. I thought there was. Yeah, there it is. So then you can use this for kind of ambient music. kind of puts you in mind of a real piano a little bit more than your keyboard piano might. Nice sustain. Also for pianos, we've got the University of Iowa provided a lot of samples for free, and they have a piano. It's kind of a nice dark piano as well. It's a pretty large piano, actually, and it's just loading up here. It's a rather large file, so I'm giving it time to load. There it goes. I really like this for a jazz piano. Okay, and then here is one of my really favorite for kind of maybe you could use it for classical piano and some pop piano and different things like that. It's just a really nice, warm sounding piano. Again, free of charge. I could just play on this piano for hours. I do like that piano. And then, you know, to for something a little bit different, we've got another grand piano. But this one's a little bit brighter again in nature. Has a slightly detuned nature as well for... Let me put the reverb back on this piano. I think that'd sound kind of good. Thank you. and stuff like that. Cool. Here's like a parlor piano. This is just a guy recorded his piano with his little computer mic, and it sounds just like a little... It just sounds like this nice little tinkly little piano sitting in a room somewhere. And what else have we got? Well, I should show you some guitars, maybe. Some of the guitars that are possible. I didn't download a lot of guitars because I am a guitarist, so I don't really use much in the way of sample-built guitars. But there is quite a good acoustic guitar. I showed you that 12-string guitar earlier. Now this is more of an acoustic 6-string guitar. Then there's another guitar that's got all kinds of cool little scrapes and body taps and things like that that you can use. You know, there's an octave slide. Strum sounds. More body taps. Down here there's lots of guitar scrapes and slides. So if you're doing a guitar track and you need some scrapes in the middle and stuff like that, you can... He's got a lot of velocities in here, and they're not all that... And see, some of it depends on the sample player, too. Maybe SFZ reads the parameters a little bit different, but some of those hits, you know, that's not as loud as... And it's played on the same key, so I would have to go in and, you know, try to edit some of that, or maybe use synth font instead of SFZ when I play this guitar, or you know, something like that to get some of those to... balance out a little bit, but it's kind of a cool guitar. Here's another kind of a cool guitar here. And there's a cool one with free power chords. Here you go. You know, so you got electric guitar type stuff like that too. If you would need some power cords for something that you're creating, here's a water bowl that's just kind of got different amounts of water in it to make the different pitches, kind of like playing on crystal glasses or something. You can tell that's got a little more water in it as it sloshes around. For an ambient texture, I mean, it's not something you're going to use every day, but you could find use for kind of something a little bit cool like that, maybe. Here's a cool acoustic bass. And the cool thing about this is it also has staccato notes. So you can actually hear the fret release of the note when he lifts up on the string and stuff if you want to throw some staccato notes in once in a while. And it's got cool little effects on here as well. Slides. Little grace notes so you can do like. And you wouldn't play them that often if you were an upright bass player, but just to show you that they're there. Body taps. And that one I actually did pay for. That one cost me all of like $19. You know, the most expensive sound font I've ever purchased was $50. And so, you know, you can get a lot of stuff for free, but you can customize even more if you purchase a few of these, and they're not very expensive at all. Another thing that people are really interested in is orchestral type sounds, and there's a great bank called Squid Font. And just let me show you some of the things that are available here in the Squid Font bank. I think it's pretty cool. Violins. But of course not just violins. That's the beauty of it. Then there's violins staccato or detaché. Pizzicato. And tremolo. Scary. Well, Then it goes into second violins and does the same thing. Then it goes into violas and does the same thing. Now, this is a set that I think was originally available for sale, but it's been out for such a long time that now it's just kind of freely available because all the samples are in mono and now they're into multi-stereo miking everything and recording about 6,000 different, you know, performances on each instrument. So little things like this aren't really sold anymore, but it still creates some pretty nice, you know, makes some pretty cool things available. Again, this is violas. Thank you. And then it does the same thing with cellos. And the same thing with double basses. Then we've got a tuba, and then for all these sounds, there's sustained notes and there's staccato notes. Or polka time. I like this flute a lot. French horns. Staccato French horns. Oh, bassoon. Actually, it's a couple bassoons. Clarinet. Actually, I think there's a couple clarinets in there again, kind of like the bassoon. Oboes. And staccato oboes. And then there's orchestral percussion. And that's not the best orchestral percussion I have. There's another bank that's a little bit better, but you know, just tons and tons of choices that are available for nothing. That's the coolest part about this whole thing. And there's a clarinet. And again, these would all sound, I mean, you can affect these however you want. You know, if I wanted to put a little bit of a reverb on this clarinet, I could easily do that and give it a little bit more of a... It'll give it a little bit more space, which will automatically make it sound a little bit more, a little bit better if you kind of put it in an authentic space or setting. So that gives you a little bit of a, you know, feel for all these different kinds of sound fonts that are available. And some you have to pay for, and some are just absolutely free. And even if you pay for them, as I said, since SoundFont is a little bit older technology, they're not charging very much at all for these anymore. So if you are a musician who would like to add some extra, a lot of extra sounds to your arsenal without necessarily buying another keyboard, or, I mean, if you got funds to buy the keyboard and all this stuff, great. But even if you do, there's still some things that you're going to find on these SoundFonts that you're not going to find on your keyboard, because I actually own 3 keyboards and I'm working on purchasing a 4th. And I still like to use these sound fonts on occasion for projects that I do for people. I've used a lot of the pianos that I showed you. I've used a lot of the violins and string type things that I showed you. Some of the drums and just all kinds of stuff. And so it really can help take your music to a new dimension, I think, and for not much monetary output, just a little bit of computer savvy and a way to connect your computer to your keyboard through MIDI. So with that, I am going to sign off, and if you have any questions about where to obtain some of these, or if you have a certain area that you're interested in, maybe it's maybe you're more interested in the drums and not in the orchestral, or more or into the orchestral and not the pianos or whatever, I can maybe help recommend some specific sound fonts to download. But I will let you know about a website that just has tons and tons of sound fonts on it. It's sf2midi.com. SF2 is the file extension for a sound font. You know, just as a text file is a TXT, a sound font is an SF2. So the address is sf2midi.com. And there are just tons and tons of sound fonts available on that site that people have uploaded, that people have created. A few, doubtlessly, probably, that people have pirated. You might need to be a little bit careful about, you know, how you use these if you grab them. But, you know, some of them that I have, I can't identify who owned the copyright on them, because I'm just guessing that they were pirated because they sound so absolutely excellent and well done. But I don't... You know, they're just called something like, you know, Big Grand or something like that. And how am I supposed to know who originally had sampled that specific grand at that specific time? You know, there's no way that some of these can be tracked down. So you just have to, you know, use your own moral compass about some of these. But some of them are definitely, no questions about it, absolutely free to use however you'd like, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm guessing that all of them are pretty much free to use however you would like, because if you're not going to be selling millions and millions of records or something like that, there would be no way that anybody would even be able to know what you had anyway. And even if they did, it would be a lot of trouble for them to track down. You know, this sounds a lot like my piano that I sampled. I wonder if this person ever bought a license for this piano that I sampled. So let me go and find out who this person is, find out who their producer was, find out if I have anywhere a copy of a license that I can prove that they actually bought this piano from me. And not only that, but I have to prove then that this was my piano that they used. You know, so if, you know, I don't encourage necessarily grabbing a lot of pirated stuff, and I try to always make sure I know as much as I can about where this stuff comes from that I download. And some things that I have been able to identify that it was indeed copyrighted, like there were some Blue Jay drums up there on that site, and I know that those were owned by Sonic Implants. And so I downloaded them from the SF2 MIDI site to see if I liked them or not. and I really do like them. So then I went to the Sonic Implants site and I purchased a licensed legal copy of these drums from Sonic Implants. So, you know, it can be used in that way too. And, you know, I always try to, since I make my profession in music, try to be as up and up with everybody as I can, because I don't want people necessarily ripping me off either, and all that kind of good stuff. So where I can, I do support the people who have made these, if I can ascertain that they are copyrighted and that all this kind of stuff. But if I can't find, you know, who did it, and I don't have any proof that it is copyrighted by somebody, I just use it, because, you know, what else can you do? And it's there for you to use. And so I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of what is available in the sound font realm. And hopefully maybe some of you will be able to make use of it and just kind of expand your sound palette that much more from it. Okay, I will catch you all later. Again, RoryHoffman.com if you want to email me and talk about some of this stuff. Alrighty, catch you later. Bye.